Sometimes I wonder what rocketry kit should I buy next. And since I'm sure that some of you have the same feeling, I decided to make an episode on some of my favorite Estes rockets. So if you're looking for some rockets or just want to listen to me talk about a couple cool rockets, then I think you'll like this episode. So let's get started.
Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Since the beginning of time, man has peered into the night sky and wondered, how do I get there? It's the Realm Rocketry Podcast with your host, Brennan Thompson.
All right, we're back, and we're going to be talking about what my favorite Estes rockets are. So let's just dive right in to this episode. And my first thing is, for beginners, I highly recommend the Alpha 3. It's a good kit, and it's really common. It's a plastic thing. It's a great way to get started in rocketry. It's a bit expensive, a bit pricey, but you can get a launch set, or you can get it separately. It's just a nice way to start. That's how I started. For economy, I'd highly recommend the Viking. It's a $14 kit, which you can get up to 1,600 feet. If you're not about optimizing altitude, then you can get the High Flyer for 1,500 feet for $12. And I believe those are official, like, from Estes catalog prices. So you can probably get it for even lower prices. How about that? So, obviously, the next thing is a Power Hungry kit. And when I say that, I mean power hungry. Like, this kit doesn't have no power. That's really horrible grammar. Ignore that. But essentially, what I'm saying here is you should take out the motor mount on this. And if you do that, you're going to have a cheap mid-power rocket that's actually pretty good quality. And now, let's reveal the U.S. Army Patriot M104 1-10 scale for, I believe that's $19. It's a 1.64 inch. And the issue is, it goes 600 feet on A through C engine. That needs more power! And if you're wondering, how do I give it more power? Well, I recommend just get some, like, plywood, and, like, you can get that from E-Rockets or whatever, like, plywood, and then get a open rocket simulation for the rocket. You can find this online easily, and then just make some better centering rings, so take out the centering ring and motor mount assembly, put back in a new centering ring and motor mount assembly with plywood and a bigger motor tube, and you're all set. You just need to buy plywood and a motor tube and maybe some, like, engine block and retain stuff. So I'd highly recommend you upgrade that to at least a DRE engine rocket, preferably a mid-power rocket, because we all want to make things fly higher than they really were intended to, right? I know, it's fun to do that. So, if you want to make a kit that's really, like, large diameter and is able to technically handle some of the bigger motors out there, which really, it really is not meant to do that. It's really not. I've seen some really big motors on the Estes Big Daddy. It's a kit that's, it's like a really, really, really wide kit, but it's not very tall. Now, a lot of people will take that kit, take out the motor mount, and put a giant motor in it, and they'll probably make it longer and that kind of thing, too. But also, they have to add a ton of nose weight, so technically, you could add more power to that kit, but really, I don't recommend it. If you're gonna get something like that, just make a scratch-built kit. Doesn't really make any sense. I'd probably recommend, if you're looking for a power-hungry kit, go with the U.S. Army Patriot M-104. Now, the time, everything, every moment we've all been waiting for our entire lives. No, I'm just joking. It's time for the top three, right now, right here, at this very moment. So, what are the top three? First up, we have the Estes Mean Machine, a tall rocket. A not so high flying rocket with the current motor mount setup. But hey, it's over 6 feet tall. And how cool is that? Next is a Star Orbiter. This one is actually a really good budget pick. It's so good. It's like, it's actually affordable Estes 29mm rocket. Go pick it up today. And next, the SA-2061 Sasha. I believe that's the scale model. It's a two-stage rocket that literally is so cool and looks, but I can never paint it to be that good. Everyone, Get ready. It's time. It's finally time. It is going to happen right now, right here on the Realm Rocketry Podcast. I'm going to tell you what my current favorite Estus rocket kit is. It's either the Mean Machine, the Star Orbiter, or the SH-2061 Sasha. Which one will I pick? Let's do it. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... My favorite Estus rocket currently is the SH-2061 Sasha. Go pick it up at Estus.com. Thank you for listening to the Realm Rocketry Podcast. If you enjoyed this content, then please go tell somebody about it. It's the number one thing you can do to help grow our show. And if you would like to ask us a question, go to the contact section of our website, link in the description. But for now, remember, what could go right? Safety third! Bye, everyone, and we'll see you next time.